there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. My guest this week is not only a showbiz friend, she's a proper friend. You'll see us together on RuPaul's Drag Race and she's a guest on Life's a Beach. Let's hope she doesn't fuck it up. It's Michelle Visage.
Final boarding call for Michelle Visage. Michelle Visage. Michelle Face. Michelle Face. Michelle Visage. Final boarding call for Michelle Visage. Michelle Visage!
Michelle Visage!
Thank you.
Welcome on board, Michelle Visage!
Yay! Thank you for having me.
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Oh, of course, I always do.
It's so good here,
I'm a
isn't
frequent
it?
Flyer.
So tell us, what are you like on a plane?
You know, I've flown so long that I'm okay with it now. I do not like turbulence. So if I'm lucky enough to be flown first or business, and I'm laying down and the plane goes turbulent, I pop up like a meerkat out of the hole, like a prairie dog. And I look around, nobody cares. I feel like I'm the only one who's freaking.
But you fly so much.
I know.
You just come from Auckland.
I came from New Zealand. It was a 24-hour travel to the UK because it's 10 hours to Singapore.
Yeah.
And then 14 and a half to London.
You look so good.
I know, I'm dark.
I look shit when I come off the plane. Honestly, I look shit.
My skin looks good because I've gotten some sun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's all it is. But it's difficult, you know, and there's jet lag and all that. And then I got sat next to, in the 14-hour flight, next to a family. And listen, I'm a mom.
Yeah.
There were two children. One was about six, one was about two. And the six-year-old was, there was no parenting in sight.
Oh, no. Yep. What do you like, though? I'm like that when I see.
I mean, I'm not that bad just because I have my own and I understand. But I was the mother who was like, baby, you can do this. You can have fun. You can talk. But shh.
Yeah.
This kid was screaming at the top of her lungs like, mommy, mom. Like the whole. And cute lasts for about 10 minutes when you're.
Oh, what about when they're pushing the tray up behind your head? Bang, bang, bang.
All of that.
Because on a plane, kids are like farts. You don't mind your own.
Exactly. Actually, that's life. That's actually a good statement for life. And I'm a mother, but it's your own. But honestly, you have to understand that kids are allowed to be themselves, but it's okay to parent your child and say,
give them some coloring in.
That too. That only lasts so long, though. After a while, kids are running up and down the aisles. But
now, believe it or not, on this podcast, I've been doing my research.
Go on, then.
You want to go to Butlins?
I want to go to Butlins! Will you take me?
Oh, my God. I'll take you to Butlins.
I want to meet a red jacket.
You're such a cheap date.
I know. You have no idea how cheap I am. I want to go so badly. And they're all over the place, aren't they?
Yeah, and they've great entertainment there. You get them all over. I've done some stand-up at Butlin's.
Of course you did. You know what, Ella? When I was doing Strictly, we got to Blackpool. Everybody was warning me with their eyes rolling like, oh, yeah, wait till you get to Blackpool. Like, chi-chi. I loved Blackpool, every minute of it. I think because I'm from New Jersey, which is the Liverpool of the United States, yeah. It reminds me so much of like Atlantic City. And of course, it had its heyday probably in the 50s.
Yeah,
and
so, yeah.
But at the 1850s.
I'm joking. I love Blackpool. I turned the lights on in Blackpool.
And I understand why. I just loved every second of it. Like, yeah. I would turn the lights on. Invite me, Blackpool. I'll go turn the lights on.
Oh, they would love you for
that.
Oh,
my goodness. So Butlins would be right up my street.
Yeah, yeah. Because you are a proper Anglophile. And I know you're not one of those Americans that comes, just minces up and down Bond Street. You've been everywhere. Yeah. I know you've been to Stratford, haven't you? Because you came over here for a holiday when you were younger. Is that right?
When I was 13 years old, the first time. Now, my parents, we did not have a lot of money. We weren't poor, but we were, I would say, lower middle class. You know, both my parents worked. I was a latchkey kid. And they would go on holiday and they would not take us. So we would stay with an auntie or a friend, you know, because I think it was expensive when you start bringing four. Two is different, right? So we would drive every year to Florida. It was a 24-hour drive and my grandmother lived there, so we didn't have to pay to stay anywhere. So that was the only trip we got. They saved up years to take us to Europe for a 2-week vacation. And I was 13 years old and very into the punk scene. So it was like the birthplace of punk. Yeah. And I was so excited to see all of it and wear my blue mohawk and be like cool and wear my Sid Vicious padlock and my, you know, all of that. And Carnaby Street was still a market. I couldn't wait to shop there. Yeah. So it was magical. So first, when I got off the plane and I did not know where I was going, it was like the newest thing to me, you know.
Yeah.
It's like I said, a lower middle class, I was very bougie to be like, I went to London for the summer.
Yeah.
And it was the most incredible experience. And we went to England, Scotland, and Wales. I don't remember Wales much, but I do remember Edinburgh, loving that.
Oh, stunning.
But there, it was like me and my brother, I wanted to shop and all my brother wanted to do was go to castles with my dad. So my mom and I would split up, go shopping. I remember having afternoon tea, which is why Fortnum & Mason is so important to me because my mother's not with us anymore and she took us there. And back in those days, do you remember how fancy you'd have to dress for afternoon tea?
Oh, yes, yeah. You didn't go as a punk, did you?
No. Well, yes, but I dressed up punk.
Okay, okay.
I dressed up. Like, the hair still looked punk the same.
Yeah, won the lottery.
A punk adjacent. Right. So I remember going and now, you know, dressing up and wearing my Sunday best, even with the hair the way it was. And now you could just basically roll off the street in jeans and joggers.
Can I be a little bit snobby here?
Yeah.
I think you should wear dress a up, little still. Bit of yeah. a blazer. You know, I'm not saying don't, you know, just nice shoes. Mm. No, I don't like a shell suit going to Fortnum & Mason. Maybe I'm a bit of a snob. I don't like it.
I don't think you're a snob. I think it's tradition.
I'm classy.
Yeah, you're so classy. You're very classy. I just love an afternoon tea. It brings me so much joy. And Fortnum's in particular. I know there's Claridge's and people have their favorites. And I've done quite a few.
Yes. Yeah.
But Fortnum is still number one
yeah,
for me.
Yeah.
And it just reminds me of my mom.
Oh, that's
yeah,
sweet.
It is.
This is a message to all our passengers. Please be aware that meerkats are not allowed on board. Yes, meerkats are not allowed on board unless they are an emotional support meerkat. Thank you.
So tell us, what's been your worst holiday?
My honeymoon.
No way.
I don't know if that's really nice, honey.
No.
I love you. It's not because of the company, obviously.
Of course.
My husband and I, my husband David and I had, I was on the radio, so I had to wait a couple weeks. So we got married, I had to wait a couple weeks, then take my honeymoon. We went to St. Lucia, and we stayed at a Sandals resort. Do you know what Sandals is?
Oh, yes.
Right, Benidorm. So it was like...
They've only started letting gays go there. Do you remember they all kicked off a few years back?
At Sandals?
Yeah. Now they let anyone in.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So we went to Sandals Resort in St. Lucia because everybody was like, oh, it's an all-inclusive. And, you know, on a cruise, that's fun.
Yeah.
But when you go to a honeymoon one, there's no kids allowed at this one.
Oh.
It was very, like, forced fun. And I realized very quickly I'm not a part of that.
No.
I didn't want to play tennis with other couples. I didn't want to, you know, have dinner, share the hibachi table with people. Like, I wanted it to be my honeymoon.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, with 3 days later, we had just gotten a new puppy, and my mom was watching him. And 3 days later, we were like, we miss Chasey. We wanted to go home. The Mars rover was landing the first time. We were, like, watching that. We should have been having sex.
Yeah,
like,
of course you should.
It just wasn't right. So we tried to leave early, but it would have cost us too much money. So we just went on with it and realized this thing is not for me. This all-inclusive thing. Although the Solana, I would do.
Yeah, yeah.
At Benidorm. Okay.
You know all these things.
Oh, it's one of my favorite shows.
Because people don't know this, but Michelle came to like Chatty Man. I was like, you know Chatty Man, but you know Four in a Bed.
Yes.
You know Come Dine with
my
Me.
My favorite.
Well, you know everything.
Only Fools and Horses.
Only Fools and Horses. You're so strange.
I know. I'm so weird. And that's probably why I never really had friends growing up, because I was always a weirdo, but also never fit in. Nobody understood my sense of humor.
No.
Nobody understood why I was so different and bizarre. And maybe because I wanted to be English and I just wasn't. That's just it.
And you know, you mentioned Blackpool then.
Yeah.
Because we both work on RuPaul and everything. Everyone asked me about drag. Now, I got all my drag from Blackpool. That's when I saw my first drag.
Did you go to
Flying Handbag?
Oh, yes,
of
course.
There's a Flying Handbag, and then there's
Lady.
Girls?
Yes, that's it.
Funny Girls.
Yes.
But that's my.
I went to Funny Girls.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, my God. I loved it so much.
Yeah.
They did such. What I loved about it, first of all, it was Scots Week. So I was thrilled. I heard Glaswegians everywhere. I loved it. And then I got to see the Queens, and they put on a production. Yeah. And I know they knew that I was there. I got to meet them and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they were giving an extra wink for me. Yeah. But it was so wonderful to see the production. They put on how many shows a week?
Yeah, yeah.
Alan, it was so enjoyable.
Hard working.
Oh,
my
goodness.
Dancing and singing. But then you see, I went there way back, and there was Blackpool Cher, and it was basically a trucker with a black wig on.
Yay!
And you'd go in there and be like, you know, a woman would go in there and say, who's opened a tin of tuna? It was that misogyny.
You know what, though? It wasn't misogyny. I don't ever want to use that word in drag. Let me tell you why.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who think, you know, there's a lot of TERFs and a lot of, you know, these really militant women, cis women, that think that drag is misogynistic.
Yeah.
And I couldn't disagree more. If anything, it is celebratory. You say celebratory, but we say celebratory.
Yeah.
It's these queer kids, the majority, not all, have been raised by a single mom or a grandmother because they weren't allowed or taken in or loved, or, you know, a father didn't approve. So it's their honoring them. And it's done. Yes, a lot of it's cheeky and fun, and the tuna is a joke. I could say it about myself.
Here he comes, Mincing Minnie. That's what he called me. It was the first time I'd had interaction with a drag queen. I mean, I was nervous enough as it is because I always got one of those faces I always get picked on. Here he is, Mincing Minnie. I was
I just think drag is something that is celebratory and not misogynistic. And listen, there's an exception to every rule, but we're talking about generalizing.
It's
a fun thing, and they do it right in Blackpool, I'll tell you what. And, you know, some of the first ones I grew up on, I was 17, 18 years old in New York City, they were that ilk. You know, they were not beautiful.
No.
They were camp and fun and filled with heart and sass and the dirtiest jokes you've ever heard, which would be canceled in 2 seconds flat now.
Yeah.
But that's the basis, the fundamental of drag is an F you to society.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
It's hard not to add a side of hot, crispy hash browns to your favorite McDonald's breakfast. It's even harder not to eat said hash browns before you get home. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the bun with Crunch.
Because that's the thing. We went to Birmingham to see the Vivian and Bag of Chips. And it is we live in this world. You can get cancelled with one joke. But the stuff they were saying was not so near the knuckle. It was over the knuckle and heading towards the wrist. It was like, I know what you're thinking. Because Bag of Chips came out with that blonde wig on. Princess Diana's lost weight. Princess Diana's put on weight. And it's like, fuck, anyone else says that?
Done.
They live in this no man slash woman's land right. Of like, my God, they go places.
Well, listen, they do get cancelled. People try all the time. Yeah. But at the end of the day, let's go back to what I just said. Mm. That's the fundamental of drag is F you to society. It's not to be taken seriously as far as, yes, as an art form, but not as the words that are coming out of a bag as a comic. Mm. Vivian is an impressionist / performer. You know what I mean? You're not going to go to her
for... What singers they are as well.
Oh, Bagger can sing! Bagger,
she held this note and ordered a gin and tonic at the same time.
That's our Bagger.
Honestly.
That's our Bagger. Doing God's work.
Yeah. The thing is, what people ask me about drag is, I think it's the surrealness of it all. I mean, I remember being in P-Town and seeing someone dressed as Barbara Streisand and Celine Dion fighting over a dildo.
I have dreams about that. That's hilarious.
I know, it was great. So have you ever gone on holiday with a celebrity?
I've been on holiday with Rue.
Yeah, what's that like?
Rue is very private. So Rue keeps to himself. We worked in radio together. So we'd done a bunch of broadcasts like in Barbados. We did some in Disney. It's actually really fun.
It's an award-winning podcast as well, isn't it?
Yes. It was our morning radio show, which was award-winning as well. So we would broadcast live from those places. And he's fun to go on holiday with because he's down to do anything. But he does the crazy stuff. He'll do helicopters and all that, Michigas, which I would absolutely – I want to be on the ground if I can.
Yeah.
Like I have to fly to get here, but I wouldn't choose. Like I would choose to walk.
Yeah.
But my husband loves all that stuff as well.
So doesn't it get better flying with the turbulence? Didn't you find yourself getting better?
Yes. It's gotten better than when I first started, you know, 1989 when I was in the girl group. It's gotten much better. Yeah. But back then you could smoke. I used to smoke cigarettes. So the first time we ever flew to Japan, I was like, oh, this is great. I'm just going to smoke and eat my bento box. Like, this is awesome. But I don't drink and I never did. And I quit smoking 26 years ago. So now it's like, stone cold sober and it's bumpy. And I'd make friends with the flight attendants and I'd say, doesn't this scare you? They're like holding on to seats and they're like, no, this is normal. And I'm like, normal what?
When the flight attendants go and sit down and put their own seatbelt on.
Don't like it.
That's when you know.
I watch their eyes.
Yeah.
Is there fear? They seem to never show fear though.
No. The first time I was in first class, I didn't realise that they carry on serving the drinks even through turbulence. Because when you're in cattle class, one little bump, right, trolley's going back up.
Pack it
up. You'll have to starve, die of thirst. Over there, she was still pouring me a gin and tonic.
Yep.
I've changed.
But different world.
Yeah.
Up there in the front of the plane.
Bread rolls everywhere.
It's not fair. You even get bread on a plate. You get it served on a plate.
I know, it's amazing.
What is it like?
Because down in economy, they're like jet wash Kiora. I know.
Open wide!
Wide!
It's true.
If you're flying in first class today on Allen Air, please sit back and enjoy our wide array of champagnes and fine wines. If you are in economy, please just open your gobs and hope for the best.
I mean, you're a vegan. Uh-huh. What's it like? That sounds like I was accusing you then. You're a vegan. How do you cope abroad? Did you struggle to get vegan food? Because you live in California. That must be easy. Everything's vegan over there.
I never struggle. You can find something somewhere because at the end of the day, you can have a salad. But now you can go shopping wherever you want and you can get faux cheeses, nut cheeses, you know, which I don't even like to call faux because it's still food. But you can get taken care of. Yeah, somewhere, anywhere. And the problem more so for me is because I'm celiac is the gluten-free issue.
Ah.
That's the harder thing because a lot of times they'll go, well, we have this steak. And it's like, I know I'm a pain in the – like they were not – I didn't pre-order the gluten-free meal. This is such a lame story. But on the way going from Singapore to the UK and they could not – the Singapore air staff – was so incredible. They could not fathom the idea of me not eating for 14 and a half hours. And I was like, guys, I'm used to it. Yeah. I ate a big breakfast. They're like, oh, can we please, like, they kept coming back and I said, I can't eat that. It's got this, it's got this. And literally I had 10 plates of fruit that kept kind of coming through because they knew it was the only thing that I could
eat. So what happens if you do eat gluten? Do you get brown rain? Can I say that?
Rain is an understatement. Cyclone is more realistic.
You get your own turbulence.
And the pain is the worst part of it. It was, if it was just the brown rain, we could deal, but it was like, it's like stabbing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah
that type of stuff. Oh, my God. Not hospital bound, but literally, I got, I'm going to use it as a verb. I got glutened. My own fault.
Gluten bashed.
It's exactly what happened when I baked an apple pie, a gluten-free one and a regular one. And I threw the gluten-free one away because we were leaving the next day. I was doing Jamie on the West End, and my husband and my kids were coming back after we took off for Christmas. And I was like, surely I could eat them, because I was like, I don't want to eat that after Christmas because I'm going to be good and not eat sugar. Well, the next morning I wanted cold apple pie. So I took the top off, and I figured surely I can eat the apples out of it because the well, they baked together, and it of course, intermingled in the oven.
Oh, no.
So I got glutened. I glutened myself. And we were taking off in the airplane, and I ran to the bathroom without anybody seeing me. I took off on the loo.
No.
On the loo. In doubled over in extreme pain.
Oh, no.
Because of the brown rain.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wish I wanted to sort of make fun of it.
You can make fun of it.
No, but I feel it's all.
It's stomachache.
It's a bit of a grayer. No one really asks about, because I suffer with IBS. But
you understand.
Oh, it doesn't
bother me if you make fun. Like, the first time it happened was that sketch when I decided I'm going to have some dairy. Sketches the tea house in London. I figured I'm going to have dairy this day because there's like these incredible pavlovas and things. Like, I want it.
I'm not experienced.
It's not meat, but I'm going to do some dairy. I hadn't had dairy in 4 years. You know those eggs you go to the bathroom in sketch?
Oh my God, those eggs. Yeah.
I bastardized that egg. It will never, I desecrated it.
Oh no.
Let me tell you something. It was a day I'll never forget.
Yeah.
Do not enter the egg. I repeat, do not enter the egg. Do not enter the egg.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads. And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies. Breathe easy and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track. We care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
When you go into a hotel, do you complain if you don't like it, or do you get your other half to complain?
You know what? I really don't complain.
You don't complain?
Not a complainer. The only thing I'll complain about, like, okay, my girlfriend and I were in New York City for 2 weeks doing a talk show, and we had a really beautiful, bougie-like penthouse. But this penthouse, we didn't pay for it. The show was paying for it. The water was leaking out into my floor every time I turned the tap on. There was no hot water in my tap. So things like that, I have to complain about because I need hot water.
I love Butlins.
Do they have hot water?
Okay.
If they have
we
hot
love
water,
Butlins. I'm joking.
I'm no. Okay.
Yeah.
So things like that, yes. Everything. I'm not going to complain. Why would I complain?
Come on, what gets you going? A smoky room. Say it's a smoke. Say someone's left some gluten on your pillow.
That's a problem. If it's a smoky room, smells like cigarettes, I would move.
Okay.
If there's black mold, I would move.
Okay, but has this ever happened?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course it happens. Oh. Like I just told you, it's a very expensive room and shit was wrong. Can I curse?
Of course you can.
Things were
the
wrong.
The motherfucking room was
Yes. So in those situations, yeah, but I'm not precious at all.
No. That's
nope.
Fine.
So if I can handle it and it's just a couple days, then I'll handle it. But like I just left Auckland. I was there for 6 weeks in my hotel room and they gave me a suite and the one next to it wasn't a suite, but it had this gorgeous outdoor patio.
Yeah.
I wanted the patio. So I switched with one of our people on the thing.
What?
And I gave him my suite. Yeah, I wanted my patio.
The only celebrity we've had on here that has downgraded themselves.
Downgraded myself for the patio because then I can sit out in the sun. I can do my work on my computer. The other one was like a Juliet balcony. What am I going to stand there like this?
What's the point of a Juliet balcony?
No, pointless.
It's like being in prison and you've got those bars there.
Thank
you. Can see outside, but you can't. It's like being in strange
No
ways.
Romeo to be found.
No.
So I downgraded myself and it was great.
So in Auckland, did you see, what did you think of the town? Did you go across? Oh, so you don't drink, do you? Because
no,
there's that lovely
you...
vineyard across that river. You get on the ferry and you can have a nice glass of red.
In
you.
Devonport or in Waiheke Island?
Oh, so you weren't saying in Auckland.
So here we are. We were in Auckland, but you take the ferry to Waiheke.
That's where I went.
It's beautiful. Beautiful seafood.
Yes,
it's kind of, yeah.
Yes. Mm,
Waiheke Island.
Oh.
So we did go there and we went to Devonport, which is lovely as well.
Yeah.
Auckland is an incredible, incredible city. I don't drink, but the food there is amazing. Mm. It's some award-winning, like Michelin-starred places of foodery. But that they can get around for my eating.
I've said this story before, but the bungee jumping hotel.
You not did... doing it. Not no. do- Did you do it?
No. That's no the... one told me it was a bungee jumping hotel.
It's what's...
I'm there unpacking. People are flying past the window screaming. I'm like, how shit is this
hotel?
Were
you in the Sky Tower?
Yeah.
You were staying in the Sky Tower?
Yeah.
I didn't even know it happened.
I'm like this. Ah! I'm like, oh my God, what's happening? What the fuck?
I didn't know that
and
there was a hotel.
These rooms. People are just going to have had enough.
Hilarious. Did you go to the casino?
Yes, because it's attached. You had to go through it and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely. There's a great restaurant in the bottom there, too. There's some great...
And I'm going to Auckland on my tour later this year.
You're
so going to
have
so
the
excited.
Best time. I'm going to give you some restaurants to go to,
yeah, too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also, give me some tips about New York. So, we don't want the usual. We want New York. I know you're from New Jersey.
Yeah, but I lived in New York as long as I lived in New Jersey.
Yeah. Is there real beef between New Jersey and New York?
No, it's just New Jersey people... try to be New Yorkers, but we're really not.
Okay.
I moved to New York when I was 17 and I left when I was 33. So I think that's like about the same amount
God,
of time.
God, of course, yeah.
And my mother's from Brooklyn, so I have a lot of New York
so
in
I'm not
going
to check your papers. We believe you.
I promise. My pedigree is New Jersey. I have a tattoo of New Jersey on my arm. I love it.
I love that.
I'm a very proud Jersey girl, but I lived in New York just as long and I'll give you places to go in New York and shows you have to see.
So tell me about New Jersey. Where would I go? I'm going to New Jersey, obviously. Is that how they speak it? New Jersey?
Not quite, but they talk like me. Like you'd say talk, you'd say coffee.
Coffee.
Yes.
Okay.
Dog.
Coffee. Dog.
You're going to walk the dog.
Going to walk the dog.
Right. Exactly. New Jersey, the problem is in Jersey, Newark International Airport is wonderful, except Newark is a city that gets bashed on a lot. My mother's from Newark. I have two moms. They're not lesbians. I was adopted. So my biological mother is from Newark. My adoptive mom was from Brooklyn. So there you have it. So you land in Newark and people look around and they're like, it's called Brick City. It's very industrial. But Newark has so much heart and soul. So people don't give Newark enough love. But then there's all different parts of Jersey. It's basically suburbia. You can go down the shore, the original Jersey Shore.
Oh, yeah.
Which was basically my life.
I interviewed the situation once.
I'm so sorry.
I know. Yeah.
Let's leave it at that.
I think I interviewed him. He was, anyway.
Doing New Jersey proud. You know, it's, I understand. I actually lived what they did on TV,
so I
understand it. But New Jersey is rich with culture. Like I said, Newark is amazing. I grew up in South Plainfield, which is not as amazing as Newark. Not a lot of culture there. But there's the shore. There's northern New Jersey. And that's it.
No, that's good. That's good. We all talk about New York and all that and New Jersey.
Well, New Jersey is called the Garden State. Yeah. So it's known for their beautiful, lush, a lot of tomatoes, a lot of gardens, a lot of beauty. I've never seen that.
Isn't that amazing?
I know. It's gorgeous.
Where do you go for sexy time? Do you like Paris? Where do you go?
Well, my bedroom. because I'm barely ever home.
I suppose that's right.
Yeah. We don't need to kind of go anywhere. I guess to spice it up, we'll just go in the living room. You know, the kids are out of the house now, so... It's, you know, he's lucky. He would like a lot more.
Yeah.
But I'm exhausted. I'm 53, menopausal. So I'm like, just roll it, roll me over and stick it in. And I love him, but he's a romantic and I'm not.
No. Okay. Well, that's fine.
So we're trying to meet in the middle. Yeah. So anywhere we go, we try to make romance because yeah. that's David.
Yeah. And how long have you been with him?
June will be 25 years married.
25 years. Because the question I like to ask is, have you ever had a holiday romance? Have you ever fallen in love with that waiter? Have you ever, like, did you have a kiss?
Do you mean like Melanie?
Melanie?
Isn't it Melanie Sykes? You mean like her with the... With
oh,
the...
my God, the gondolier?
Yes!
Do you know what? I rang her up. I said, I hope you're being paid by the Venetian Tourist
no
Board.
No shit!
Because it's like, she's stunning, he's stunning. I mean, the amount of women who are going, get me a flight to Venice now.
Thank you, exactly. Solo mio.
All they needed, weren't it, was Andrea Bocelli to come by on a gondola.
That's it.
And it's like, come to Venice.
Can't lie. I was telling my husband, I think I'm going to get you one of those little outfits. I think we're going to gondolier up watching their romance. Have I ever? Yeah, I have. Ooh. Not with a gondolier, but my girlfriend and I used to make believe. So we would do cruises a lot, my girlfriend Colleen and I. And we would lie and say that we were dancers in the show. So everywhere we went to, we would find, you know, they would give us like the banana boat rides and all the rides for free. They'd give us the banana for free too. And we just kind of did that route a lot. So we did that a few times. But I was always very, let's say, free with myself. If I saw somebody that I was interested in, it's very English to not say anything and, you know, to let them come to you as far as girls go. But I'm a New Jersey, New Yorker girl. And if I saw, including my husband, if I see somebody I like, I'm going to say, hey, you're hot. Let's fuck.
And on that note, we're just about to land in New Jersey.
Yeah.
I've got to ask you this question. You're 100 years old. You've still got all your faculties. You're sitting there in the rocking chair. You've got the blanket over your lap.
God,
where do you want to be?
Where do I want to be? Is it cliche to say wherever my family is?
Blech.
I know.
Boring. I Next. Know. Come on. A place. It's a travel. Oh, the living room. Getting shagged in your living room.
At 100?
Hey.
Still shagging? I think I'd probably like to be in England. I think so. I think David and I are going to move here once the girls are out of uni, full time.
We are going to be the best friends.
I can't wait.
You're gonna be like, RuPaul who? I'm hanging out with Alan.
That's our goal, I think. And America's struggling and David loves it. David loves pub culture.
Oh my God, he's gonna love it.
Yeah, I think he's gonna make lots of friends here and I'll be working. And
also when I come to, I'm going on tour to LA.
You're coming over.
You're gonna show me around.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Yeah. I have a really low to the ground Corvette sports car that I can't wait to see you get in and out of. It's my favorite thing to watch my friends.
Why?
Because
of my hips.
It's just all of it. It's so ridiculously low to the ground that getting in and out of it is so funny.
Okay. All right, Min. Okay. I can't wait.
Me too.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
This is quick fire. Yeah. Amazon Hike or Amazon Prime?
Prime.
St. Ives or St. Lucia?
No, Ives.
Local delicacy or give me a Mackie D?
Local.
Mozzie Guard or no thanks, I'm hard?
No thanks, I'm hard.
And tip 'em or fuck 'em?
Tip 'em.
You've got a tip.
American. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed your flight with Michelle Visage today, and you will be back again next week when comedian Paul Chowdhury joins us on board. Please check your overhead lockers and in front of your seats for any belongings you might have left behind. Thank you again for flying Alan Air, and don't you forget it. Love the beat.